We are back. It's the Gunsmith Show.
Happy here Saturday morning,
US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. And the Gunsmith Segment 2 right here, brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
Yeah, they are great folks. And special thanks to them for all the help they had with our raffle. We appreciate it so much. But I'm looking at a new set of rims right now for my truck from him. And I need to upgrade a little bit. And we're getting ready to start pulling that trailer around all the time for Tommy's Heart, and I want it to look good. Plus, I need I'm about ready for new tires because winter's
coming up. It does
look
good. I saw a picture on Facebook at your
the trailer. Yeah,
it looks so sharp.
I'm very proud of it, and good things happening, man. Just over and over again, just blessed with wonderful calls from all over the country. Amazing things happening.
Yeah,
so
very happy.
So Diamond Jim's been a big part of keeping us on the road. They can keep you on the road, too. They're right on Dort Highway, just south of Bristol Road.
Right around the corner from the station here.
Yeah, very, very,
very convenient.
Close. Yeah, for us, yeah.
Runs me back and forth from time to time.
No kidding. He's dropped me off at the station more than once. So, and they work on your cars for you, and they just do great work. You can reach them at 810-743-4210. And remember, with all of our sponsors, you can reach them right at our website, thegss.com. That's thegss.com. And but Diamond Jim's tires, right now, it's a great time to think about getting your tires ready for the fall. Get them ordered. That way he's got them in stock and ready to put them on your car for you. And be ready for this winter, because the way as crazy wet as the summer's been, I just hope we're not shoveling things all winter long. So it's been an interesting year.
Yeah.
I don't think it's been any kind of a record-setting year, but it seems to have been. The crops are doing great, so that means we haven't had a drought. You know that I know of. I think there's droughted areas, but all around, Diamond Jim's will hook you up, and all your car repairs as well. So 810-743-4210, and thank you for sponsoring the Gunsmith Show. Now. We're going to talk about 10mm rifles. A lot of people just say, oh, those are carbines. Well, it's kind of, yes. They're small pistol caliber cartridge carbines. They're now, to be a rifle, it has to have a 16-plus inch barrel. So these all have 16-inch-plus barrels on them. And it's kind of amazing just how many there are. So I'm going to dig right into it. First one, which is the oldest one that I remember, there probably is some obscure gun that was made before this, but a company out of Ohio called High Point has, and they're 100% American-made guns. They're affordable. They're heavy. Some people call them boat anchors, but they are durable guns with a lifetime guarantee. High Point makes these guns right here in Ohio, and they're cheap. A 10mm carbine rifle. It's a 10-round capacity. In camouflage, you can get them for $405. That's the MSRP. In plain black, down to $355. And then they have one that's got a skeletonized stock. It's a little bit lighter because these things are not light. You're talking 9.1 pounds on the camouflage one.
Wow.
And on the – so it's a, you know, it's a carbine, but it's a substantial weight. You wouldn't even hardly feel the gun kick. But there's so much girth to a High Point gun. They are strong guns. These actually have 18-inch barrels on them. But that skeletonized one is the lightest at 7.3 pounds, but it only runs right about $300. So it's if you want a break-in gun to the 10mm action and fun, that would work. Okay. So next one, Bear Creek. Bear Creek makes they're a 10mm AR-15. I got a couple listeners, buddies that have got those, and they absolutely love them. And they come with a red dot sight, soft case, 30-round magazines, 16-inch barrel. MSRP on those is $849. And they are available through Bear Creek Arsenal. You got to go online to order them and then have them shipped to your dealer. I don't know any dealers around here that actually keep them in stock, but there might be. Number three, this one's the most interesting of the bunch. The Chris Vector Gen 2 10mm. These Chris Vector is an amazing gun, Dan. You gotta see it to believe it. Next time you and I go to Williams, we'll take a look at them. It's got a recoil reduction system. They call it recoil mitigation system. The bolt goes back and down, like into the palm of your hand almost, in this pistol, rifle carbine. It is, I don't mean to sound confused. It's they sell them in pistol form and in rifle form. So low profile folding sights, 16-inch barrel, it's threaded for suppressors, and there's all kinds of ways around that too. You can do full-length suppressed barrels for these as well. You can spend a lot of money on these guns. It has an AR-style adjustable buttstock. It basically, most of my C are white, and then they get Cerakoted the way you want them. The thing weighs 8 pounds. It is truly an awesome rifle. MSRP is $1,481.99. So you're looking at about $1,500 for these. Pretty hard to beat. I mean, it's supposed to be almost recoilless. And I've seen them shot fully automatic, and it is pretty amazing. So next one is, these are 10mm carbines, the Ruger LC carbine. This one's been out for a few years, and it's looking really good. Well, the LC carbine's been out for a few years, but the 10mm version is fairly new. The neat thing about this gun is you can go right-handed or left-handed with it. You modify the gun right as it sits. Folding sights, blowback action, 30-round magazines, basically black or tan are the two different color options for it. 6.5 pounds, but and you can shoot with smaller magazines, so you can hunt with it. MSRP on this one, $789.99, and it's American-made Ruger. Next one is my pick for right now. It's the one I'm most excited about, the Kel-Tec Sub 2000 in 10mm. Just came out. I tried to order one for the past month, and they're all on back order, so I haven't ordered one yet. I kind of like to see the first versions get out and get shot a little bit first before I go buying one. But the Kel-Tec Sub 2000, I have them, and I like them in other calibers. This one's in 10mm, so it's got a threaded 16.25-inch barrel, blowback action. It takes Glock mags, weighs 5.6 pounds. It's optics ready, and it folds. It folds down and it'll go in a duffel bag. So it's a good truck gun, a good go-to gun for emergencies or for backpacking. It'd be a really good backpack gun, especially if you're in bear country. MSRP on this one, $602.99. Now, next one is the Smith & Wesson. We just talked about this a couple weeks ago. It's called the FPC, Folding Pistol Carbine. It's very, very similar to the Kel-Tec. Probably a little bit more heavy duty, and it takes Smith & Wesson M&P 10mm mags. Very similar to the other guns. Very nice, though. I like the quality, fit, and finish are great. $607.99 is your MSRP. So none of these guns are terribly expensive, except for that Crest Vector. I'm sorry. It is... But boy, you're going to get what you pay for. You know, the TAC drivers, I don't know if any of them are TAC drivers, but they all handle 10 millimeters probably pretty well, I would think. I've read reviews on every one of them. The Crest Vector gets like 5 stars all the way across, but so does the Kel-Tec and the Smith & Wesson. A lot of websites call the Smith & Wesson 10 millimeter FPC their pick. And they are nice. They are very, very nice guns. So remember, go to the GSS.com and check out all of our sponsors. And the next segment we're going to go long on because we got so many to talk about. It's semi-auto 10 millimeters.
Pistols.
So lots to talk about. I'm gonna rest my tongue, and you're going to say goodbye to these folks. How's that sound?
Well, okay, yeah. He's going to gear up. He's going to take some vitamins in the break.
Yeah, I'm going to
have a swig
to.
Of coffee, and we'll get at it.
Maybe a half a cup. I might drink half
next
a cup.
Next segment of the show.
Hey, remember to like us on Facebook, though, too, all right? It's the Gunsmith
and
Show
and comment
on Facebook.
There. You can comment on Facebook.
Oh, sure you can. Yeah.
You can bring up show topics.
Yeah.
You know, we hear your response. We get the feedback.
Yep.
We know what you're clamoring for. Keep clamoring for it, and John will answer.
Yeah, we'll try to keep you, happy.
If you have any questions or comments or want to know more about, like, cartoons or movies, you can address those to me.
Ain't that the truth?
That's my contribute.
He's a John Wick movie specialist. I remember the first time John Wick came out, I remember hearing him say, that was
awful.
I'll never get that 2 hours of my life back.
Listen, did you watch 4? I saw a part of 4.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It is not an enjoyable movie.
The whole thing is, it's
way too far-fetched.
It started that way, though, John. It started that way.
Yeah, the whole thing is far-fetched. It's just,
but four it's out action. On riding a camel or whatever it is out in the desert, and he's, you know, the sheik and the...
Yeah.
It's silly.
It's...
Sorry.
Hey, yeah.
Not...
It's not. It's just not real, Dan. That's all. I'm sorry to tell you, but it's just not.
And the
real.
Whole the what are they called? The Continental. And
Yeah.
All that stuff.
It's been revoked.
We're coming back. I'm done. I got that out of. Thank
yes, you.
You
did. You
I
got
was able to get it out.
But it's still fun to watch.
But you can and you can send comments if you want to know more about cartoons.
You want to watch a good gun movie? Just go watch Heat.
Just
ignore the fact that Butthead's in it.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I know. I'm not even saying his name. But it's a great movie.
It is a good movie, yeah.
That's a really, and Val Kilmer's in it, too.
Val Kilmer's, you know, he's a great guy.
That's a good movie. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock.